You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, 8 years, man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We got a lot of reviews. By the way, we're going to welcome our family from San Francisco.
Hello, guys.
BBS on PBS Radio.
They
join a Voice of America next week.
Wow.
Voice of America, we're going to have, they're all going to follow our show, so it's good. And people in the Bay Area, I got an interview from the Oakland Tribune. And
they said, really?
Yeah, I got a quick interview. He says, well, you're doing 8 years. I go, yeah, 8 years of time.
You're doing time here.
I'm doing time here, yes. You know? Anyway, we wanted
We're all getting older with you, Cameron.
No. I do not get older. I get better. There's a difference.
Better. Yeah. Look at it. It's better.
Cameron, last year, the 7th year anniversary, I remember that went by fast. Wow.
I'm telling you.
Another year.
Another year, another dollar.
Yes.
I know.
But we got now two networks. And what I was going to mention to everyone, we're going to kind of reflect on the past shows. We got the new people that... And then Amber and Candy,
yes.
Remember
no,
the early days?
I've been here since day one.
Day one, baby.
Actually, I haven't. I'm really 17. That was a lie. Everybody
well, I was listening. About to make a really bad joke about all that. So you just be a good girl over there because I know you're real age.
I'm always a naughty girl. Why be good when you can be infamous?
Ooh, coming to attraction. Anyway, what we're going to mention is we're going to book... I think in June,
yes.
Bay Area.
Yes, we're going to book in June to go do the show up there. Yes,
and we're going to promote John Michael.
I'm going to be doing some psychic readings
celebrity.
And stuff up there. Yes,
psychic.
Yes,
at the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, Jared Deli's. Well, I don't know about at the Chocolate Factory, but you know, there's a naughty joke about the Chocolate Factory and San Francisco, but we'll just keep that to ourselves.
I didn't hear the naughty joke.
I thought that was called the Fudge Factory.
You know, let's not pack any fudge right now.
Oh, by the way, this Sunday I will be at the Israeli Independence Day in Irvine.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
Maybe I'll come down there with you.
And then in 2 weeks from that.
Contact in the desert.
I know. And speaking of Independence Day, it is Mexico's Independence Day today.
Cinco de Mayo!
We're the mariachis.
La cucaracha. La cucaracha.
No, it's funny. Today,
no,
I go to Gelson's, and we have our Mexican special, taco of the day.
Taco them burritos.
So where are we going after the show tonight?
I guess we go Mexican.
We're obviously going for margaritas, John Michael.
And don't forget the chile.
You need to get some cocktails and some tamarindo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. And then what we're going to do is we got some music. We got your friend Yoshi.
I know. I love Yoshi.
Yoshi
He's
and
amazing.
His parents. His parents came from
Japan.
Is that
who that was?
Wow. Yeah,
oh, my God. They have to get in them. Here. We have to interview them because that's
and then, they actually don't speak English.
Oh, wow.
I've already tried to speak with them.
Compamo bien desca, Yoshi's parents.
Yeah, that's about as far as I got.
Anyway, they're going to be on. And I wanted to mention to everyone, Shannon's going to call us in.
Yay.
Yes, sir. She's the psychic. A great American psychic.
Maybe Shannon can give
that's
John
the one
Michael
from last week, right, Cameron?
No, Shannon,
yes,
she was here last week.
Yes.
I'll get this call real quick.
I know, I'm
yes.
the one who couldn't be here last week.
I know, you're gone. Anyway,
I know. I was in the hospital the last 3
Welcome.
Weeks. Come back.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Is this Cameron?
Hey. Is this Cameron?
Hi, this is me. 8 years on broadcasting.
Hey, congratulations on 8 years. That's great news.
You. Yeah.
Hey,
well,
fabulous.
We'll hopefully see you. Maybe I'm going to be back east to cover our MUFON event.
Oh, great.
So I'll get to see you. But anyway, what's happening? Because...
I was wondering if Danny had a chance to... I sent a couple photos to you from Santa Clara, California and Fresno.
I will look it up because Danny is going to be... in reporters, we always say break.
He's on hiatus.
He's
on hiatus.
Oh, okay.
He's on a hiatus for a while.
He's having a personal
I got a couple
journey.
Good ones here for you. A couple of quick cases here. One from Santa Clarita, California.
Oh, Santa Clarita. That's
this was on April 7th this year, just last month, I guess.
Okay.
And a statement is here. It says, I was driving north on the 14th freeway around 7:30 p.m. and at first saw a helicopter heading south over the freeway. As it passed maybe about another 2 miles, I noticed another aircraft heading my way, so I thought another helicopter. Then I noticed the light was very brighter than the helicopter that just passed, and I looked at my girlfriend, and knowing how skeptical she is, I said, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And she said, yeah, that's no helicopter. I said, I thought so, and then it turned blue for about 10 seconds, and then purple. Mm. For about 10 seconds, and it was about 500 to 600 feet above us.
Wow.
And above the and it was about the size of a large van as it passed overhead, then turned a bright white again as it headed southeast over the San Gabriels. At one point when it was blue, we saw an outline of a black curvature for a second. The lights were looking like they were cloaking the frame and making it look orbish as it hovered a bit. As I watched it pass, it practically just glided. There's no noise. Then again, all I could hear was the freeway anyway, but I'm sure many other people saw it, and it passed off as a helicopter.
What day was that, the 7th? Was that the 7th?
Huh?
They had a big cowboy festival.
Oh, yeah, we were at the cowboy festival there in Newhall.
Santa Clarita.
We had a great time up there. It was fantastic. And maybe they came down to the Cowboy Festival. They wanted
maybe
to come
to. Maybe they visited
to,
you and you didn't even know it.
Well, I will say that they had fantastic barbecue up there.
Oh, see, look at that.
They had fantastic barbecue.
Maybe it was
and they had that what was that the peach cobbler that was made in the cast iron.
Oh my god.
I actually ate sugar, had a headache for 3 days.
Oh, that's
there goes PJ.
Anyway, when was the festival? On April 7th?
April?
Yeah.
It was April, because we were out there, and there was a lot of people coming to, to the William S. Hart Ranch.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful.
William S. Hart Ranch has, he saw, orbit about 30, 40 years, not 40 years, 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. The famous cowboy.
Beautiful
property.
Oh, yeah.
And he has buffaloes and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, people, good eating.
But it could have landed, I have a feeling it must have landed near the festival.
Buffalo it must have.
Yes,
well, they must have come out because they wanted to ride some cowboys themselves.
It's
save a
true.
Horse, ride a cowboy.
Yeah, they're trying to save. They're trying to save humanity by riding cowboys.
Well,
Anyway,
cowboy boots.
We're starting to get a lot more sightings up there in California. It seems that we're getting at least a dozen a month, and I got another one
Los
here real quick.
Angeles
I know you guys are busy, but I got one here that's
world.
On my website, worldufophotosandnews.org. Uh-huh. Check it out. This was March 16th of this year in Lincoln, California. I have a photo. There's a real photo and everything that's on my website, so check it out. But it's the statement here says it's a fast-moving cylinder object was noticed crossing the horizon in approximately 8 seconds in Lincoln, California. An unnamed witness reported their sighting to MUFON, which filed it in case number 82671, and its witness reporting database. Yes. According to the report, the witness observed a mysterious object flying from the northeast to the northwest at a very high speed while sitting at a northbound stoplight at 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon on March 16th. Wow. The witness estimated the size to be about the size of a bus flying between 1,000 and 1,200 feet up. They said that the object managed to cross 60% of the horizon in just 8 seconds, so this was flying pretty quick. The witness revealed that his wife also saw the bizarre aerial thing. They thought of a drone but changed their minds when they did not see any propulsion. The reporting witness claimed that they are familiar with aircraft as residents of several Air Force bases. So, check this out on my website, worldufophotosandnews.org, and there's quite a few California cases that I just published, and they're very exciting.
Well the only word I have is Oi Gewalt.
Yeah, that's what you see all the interesting the sightings. Now, what was the other one in California?
There's another one here. Let me see. This one was let me bring it up here. I have a photo. I sent the photo in to you, but you know, Danny, he probably placed it somewhere. But this was in Fresno, California. I was at the Fresno City College on February 5th in the parking lot. I had a class that day. I saw a bright flash of light to my left looking west. I had my camera already in the car, and I grabbed it and took several photos. Only one had the pink object. The sky was a clear blue sky, no other planes that I remember. The object was silent. After taking the photo, I did not see it afterwards. I felt amazed and that I even caught anything. I just couldn't believe it. The photo came out so clear and sharp. I just seen my camera towards where I saw the flash of light and started taking several photos. Only one had the pink object, and I still can't believe I took this photo in the right area in the sky to capture this. I hope someone can tell me what this object could be. This woman here, she has sent me over the years. She travels around with her camera all the time and takes a lot of photos, and she's has a lot of camera captures, you know, she gets a lot of lens flare in her photos when she's taking photos of the sun sometimes. But she has sent me some just incredible stories and photos of real alien craft, I believe, and she's just amazing, this woman here. I've been friends with her now for about 5 or 6 years, and she's a very good source of information and photos. So it's pretty cool.
I will have photos for you when we get to contact. We're going to take a lot. In fact, Ken, I'll send you stuff if we find, because UFOs usually like to hang out there. That's a UFO.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well, I just don't want to get anal probed over there. At least without dinner first. Because if you're going to anal probe me, I want you to buy me dinner, cocktail, and breakfast.
Ooh, he wants all three.
He's the man.
Yeah.
Can I just say... I do need a new car, so if you're going to do all that, it's a diamond of 3 carats or more. It's just a friendship ring. Let's talk about this girl.
I'm sure
they'll probe you, that's for sure.
Yeah, they'll probe
him. That's what he wants.
Hey, you know what happens? They do.
He'll let you probe him for three meals.
The old studio one. Kaput. So anyway, we had
John Michael sending out anal probe requests.
No, someone
three
said
meals
Nazi
necessary to pay
Remember?
For
really?
It.
Yes.
Yeah. So the vibration works. But anyway, Cam, we're gonna get together with you. I'll be back east. I'll let you know, and I'll come visit you. Because I'll be in.
No, that'd be great.
New York.
I'll meet you. I'm from Jersey. I'll drive up to New York if you're gonna
you.
Be up that way. So I'm looking forward
aunts.
To it.
But it'll be fun to go back and see. And Ken, by the way, is a UFO head of the UFO MUFON UFO director.
Yeah, I'm the director in Vermont and Rhode Island, and the chief investigator for New Jersey, and the international director of MUFON for Portugal. So I've been pretty busy.
So we're going. Awesome. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
We love
next
you.
Next week, Ken.
Hey, anytime. You guys have a good time, and congratulations on the 8 years anniversary.
Yay.
Hey, yeah. before we have to kick poor Amber out of here so we can have more people, I want to ask Amber about her going off to Cannes in a few days.
Oh, yes, I am. Actually, it's in 2 weeks. So I can talk about it next week, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, then you don't have to say a word today.
Oh, hey. Yeah,
let me get this caller in, and then we'll talk.
What's it, Joe?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Hello?
This is Mel Jones.
Hey, Mel Jones, welcome.
Hey, glad to be on the air with you.
Disrespectful. Huh?
Hey,
well, good to see
you. Have you guys heard of LED lighting?
No. No, we haven't.
How much do you know about new technologies dealing with lowering energy bills by, say, 70% by putting in new technology called LED?
I'd be open to it. You want to come in studio? You're welcome to... teach us about, because I had a guy call me from Energy. They call your phone. I'm with Energy Company.
Yep.
You don't know if they are or aren't.
If they didn't say Edison, they're not Energy Company.
We service at Edison's service territory.
Okay.
Are we on the air now?
We are on the
air
live from Los Angeles.
What do you know about if you could save 70% on your lighting bill? And you're a business. Don't you think you should be interested in that?
Well, sure. No, you do. I got something.
Yeah,
for you
we
to
do that. I have some of my colleagues actually live in L.A.
Well, I'll give you the email.
If someone was interested,
let me give you an email.
We'll follow up.
Yeah, let me give you an email. Info, okay. I-N-F-O, at latalkradio.com.
Great. Well, if any of your listeners are interested, just have them email me at info at engageenergy, E-N-G-A-U-G-E, energy.com, and we'll follow up. But I'll send you some information for your call.
Thank you. I can find out more about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For calling in.
Thanks for your time tonight, okay?
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're moving along.
Yes, we are.
We got Carmela Tusi.
Hi.
Yay. We got Yoshi.
I think I saw you on Facebook. You said I liked you. I let you checked in, and I said,
yes.
Oh, I liked it.
I saw that.
I was on top
anyway,
of it.
Tonight, what we're going to do, you brought some people, too?
No.
Okay,
just me,
well,
myself.
We're happy we are here. You're happy. We're happy to see Carmela. In fact, we have many spots for... I have your spot for Contact in the Desert. Shannon's gone.
Oh, cool. Shannon was supposed to come tonight, and we were excited about that. Yeah.
Her car broke.
Yeah, so sweet.
Call in.
Okay,
here,
cool.
Parents want to come in? Take a picture?
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't see their son.
Oh.
They don't see their son. Have him come in.
I'm excited to hear him play. It's going to be fun.
He's going to play, and he plays good. Wait, let me get this call real quick, and then we'll have Yoshi play. Hello, who's on the air? Hello. Hello, hello. Okay.
Hello.
Now they're gone. Oh. Okay. Let's do this. Let's have Yoshi play. And Yoshi, thank you very much for coming on the special show.
Yeah, thank
Eight
you so much.
8 years on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On Cinco de Mayo. Don't forget that.
Absolutely. And then also we're going to be in San Francisco. We got a station.
Yep.
It's BBS Radio.
Yep.
We're on.
So
I'm
exciting.
I'm going to get your stuff out there so you can do seminars.
Absolutely.
And then
love
we're going to be on Voice of America.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Out of
How
Phoenix,
exciting.
Where
You're
we
just
can do
growing.
Sedona. We're growing little by little. And you know what's funny? 8 years, and you never know. Each show has been crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to say, we're going to have Yoshi sing. And Yoshi, I met Yoshi actually at a place where we do Jore. So, which is, you know, God's Divine Light. And Yoshi came in, and he played. It was beautiful music. I said, come here and play.
Thank
so he
you,
played,
sir. Yeah.
And we had a French singer come in, and he was phenomenal. So now Yoshi, play to America, San Francisco, all over.
All over the world?
All over the world.
Okay, so could you introduce the meaning of the lyrics?
Igo Shintabi, our life journey, right?
Yes, yeah.
And he's gonna play it, and we can follow along.
Beautiful.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so Yoshi's going to play. Okay. Do you want to do the English or do you want to do Japanese?
Yeah. Of course, English.
Ah! Wow. That's on earth.
Yeah. So I got to play in Japanese. And before that, please introduce the meaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So please read the lyrics.
Oh, you want me? Okay. Yeah. He wants me to read it. So I'll read it to you.
Yes.
It says in the lyrics, I probably can't conclude right now, trying to understand the devastation. You fighting against the situation is what going to keep creating our future.
Mm-hmm,
the frames in our living room, the toys and the dolls, those doesn't matter anymore. The fact if you're being alive is everybody's hope for tomorrow. Take a step forward. An unknown stage awaits for us.
Nice.
The world never stopped. It's time. Even though we didn't know what was in front of us, watch us on our life journey. I was in survival mode. Even though you need the most help right now, you put others in front of you. Your kindness defines courage. It's time to unite with all the small ideas. Together, we can overcome adversities we face. Like the greens that grow the barren lands, realize our passion can establish a new world. Until the day a light turns on in this town again, watch us on our life's journey. God, I'm so frustrated. Is there anything I can do? Just keep doing what I've been doing. If we ever meet you again, smile the way we used to. I'll make this worth it, our life's journey.
Oh, wow.
Is that pretty?
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So what were you thinking about when you were writing that? Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was, I wrote the song just 5 years ago.
Okay.
And we, Japanese, experienced a big earthquake. Okay. So, yeah, I tried to cheer them up, and I write a song.
Nice.
Yeah. He's got quite beautiful music.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
So, right? Just one question, request.
Yeah.
Can I get a reverb?
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Ikite, ikite. て生きて生き抜いてやろう。僕らしく君らしく笑ってまた会える日が来るまで繋げてゆくよ僕らの命の旅を。
Yeah!
Wow, it's beautiful.
So they're so all beautiful. Over the world right now.
Amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
By the way, but they want beautiful. Me to take you to San Francisco when we.
San Francisco?
Yeah!
I want to go there. That's a beautiful city, right?
Yeah! Oh, yeah! We got to hear your music! Anyway, by the way, you're going to be coming up with a CD down the road.
Yeah.
People want to buy?
Yeah. You can check it on YouTube. Okay. Yeah. Inochi no Tabi. You can look for that.
Okay, record and then download it.
Yeah, of course. iTunes is available.
iTunes, okay, yeah. Everyone out
beautiful.
There.
Beautiful,
isn't that beautiful
yes,
song?
Absolutely gorgeous.
He's gonna. You're gonna do one more, right?
Hmm?
One more one song. You do one more song.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go around the room. We'll talk to Carmela Tuzzi.
Hi.
And what she does, she's a hypnotist and. Silver Lake area, Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I'm going to have her do a little sample.
Oh, on me, right, yeah. Cameron?
That's all right.
Tell me your problems and let's heal you.
Yeah. Bring them in.
How back do you want to go?
No, I just want to show a sample.
Actually, I thought, I was driving here today and I was thinking it would be really fun to do like a memory regression. We sometimes using something called timeline therapy, we actually help clients recall memories from their past that they can't remember.
Right. You know, it's so funny that you said that because I can't mirror my childhood life. It's gone.
Oh, my God. See, my intuition is really heightening. It's starting to scare me.
My mind doesn't want to remember it.
Really?
And I already asked the doctor.
Actually,
I
really thinking that.
It blocks it.
So I might have to come back and do that on another show. Maybe we should
that.
Go back because we have a lot of people here. I don't want to hug up all the time. But yes, we help people with their memories and it's very valuable.
Really?
And, sometimes with something like that, I wouldn't probably want to do it publicly at first because when there's a memory block, I'm not suggesting that there is, but sometimes things from the past are scary.
Yes.
And so the subconscious mind wants to block that out so to protect you.
Yes.
So it's very fascinating. So usually when we're just playing around like this or experimenting, I just say try to recall or if you want to remember a happy memory. But if you have no memory, then I would definitely see you in the office for something like
that's nice.
And by the way, how could people see you in the office?
They can see me at 323-258-6516 is my telephone number. My website or my business name is Mind Flow Hypnosis. MindflowHypnosis.com.
And you work, and it's on your car, you put... Smoking?
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, because I had experience with Pat Collins.
I have
Collins.
A little, my little car
Pat
I
Collins,
wrote.
Yes. The hypnotist?
Yeah.
I told you my story, but you know what happened? They're doing a movie on her life.
Oh, really?
It's going to be out in, I understand, in the wintertime.
Okay.
It's about her life. And she would go to Vegas, get people to hypnotize, and it was an amazing story. And you know what's funny? People would say, no, with smoking.
Right.
And she started to build a whole franchise with it. And,
yeah.
Wow. And like yourself, you had a miracle. The lady came in, lost a lot of weight.
I have so many stories. Every day. Yesterday, I worked with a client that was scared to drive again, similar, because I went through that same experience. Mm-hmm. And she told me yesterday she's driving to Vegas. I was like floored.
Wow.
So those kind of things reward me and keep me, doing what I do to help people. I really want to help people. There's a lot of, a lot of stuck people out there. So just want to
help a lot of people, you know what it is? I find people are confused. Dazed and confused, like the Beatles song.
And that too.
But anyway, we're going to get some people in.
Okay.
And we're going to introduce you. And you stay in. We're going to have you in. So introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, I'm Michelle D'Amico.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Thank you. And happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I never thought I'd be here for 8 years.
An achievement. That's wonderful.
Who's the lady here?
Hi, my name is Nicole Lynn Evans. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Nicole. Welcome. Come in.
Thank you so much.
We should get photograph. Yeah. Get a picture and get maybe picture. You can use my camera to take a picture. Anyway, Now tell us about what you're doing and a little bit.
I'm a life coach. Yeah, so you have cool. a lot of life coaches on here.
We're the home of a life coach.
I'm a life coach, and I work with people, do life coaching, career coaching, leadership development training, and, you know, anything. You know, we were talking about people are stuck, and people, you know, just can't break through certain things, certain limiting beliefs and things of that nature. So that's what I help them do. Very similar to what your other guest did with hypnosis, but I do it without.
Well, you know, it's funny about life coaches. They have a series. I think I left it in my vehicle get charged. But anyway, with life coaches, they had a series on ESPN. If you get to watch it, it's wonderful. It talks about what life coaches do.
Oh.
And it was done for a basketball player that had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take a picture, everybody. You're on candid camera. Candid camera, cameras, sports and life. So tell us how you guys met.
I've been career coaching Nicole, and so
are you been in films? You look
yes,
familiar.
I'm a.
Is that funny?
I see you recognize me.
Yeah.
Where do you recognize me from? Come on.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't kidding. Because I see so many movies because I'm a critic. And I like this weekend I'm going to go see an Israeli movie.
Okay.
I'll be gone, but it'll be very interesting. And tell us about what she's done for your career, what you're doing, so people can follow you.
Well, it's amazing working with Michelle because she's definitely pointed out to me what my strengths are.
Uh-huh.
I also have a day job as well as a social media strategist and a content developer. And Michelle has been amazing in helping me see what my strengths are in those departments and really knowing that what I have to offer.
Yeah.
So.
So this lady helped guide you.
Yes.
And a life coach is, people, when they hear it, they go, what? Mm-hmm. But a life coach is very important because maybe you have a career goal. Mm-hmm. Maybe something's going on in your life. Maybe you're going through a horrible time. Life coach is a good way to start.
Mm-hmm.
And how I know about life coaches was, I almost took a class of it. There was a school in, I want to say by the airport, Irvine, by John Wayne.
Okay.
And I had a coach about life coach. And it was good, but you didn't get the information. What I would love to see is a school where they talk about how life coaching changes careers.
Hmm.
How, you know. Now, what movies are you on? What movies are you working on?
Well, I just finished Magic Camp, which is a Disney movie that's coming out in April 2018.
Okay.
I was recently on the show Rosewood, my first co-star.
Rosewood.
So that was
really
exciting. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Michelle has just been so supportive because she knows that that's my goal is to be a working actor and writer. And it's just nice to work with her to find a position for me that can support my dreams. So,
well, you know, it's interesting because there's a synergy with you guys. And I know when you get someone there, the first thing is trust, the life coach.
Right, absolutely.
And you felt that trust, right?
Oh, totally.
And Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle's great.
And she's wonderful at, you know, when we work together, breaking through, you know,
right.
and really working at, oh, okay, that's something, you know, let me think about that, let me go, and
right.
she's really good at that, whereas, you know, sometimes you're working with people where they have major limiting beliefs and very difficult to break through.
Well, sometimes people, you know, real quick, I was going to talk about, Carmel brought it, where the person driving, fear of driving, fear of smoking, fear with weight, because I went through the weight thing, but I lost 35 pounds so far.
Oh, that's great.
Program.
Yes. Nice.
Oh, yeah. No, my problem was, you know, with diabetes, I'll be one of those diseases won't be covered by the health plan by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But anyway, what you find out is yourself.
Yeah.
And I could be alone in a room. I could be focusing on, you know, treadmill. And I find I'm at a gym that I don't know anyone. I don't know who they are. That's the best thing that ever happened. Because you know what happens? When you get to know people, it frustrates you, and then you get into the, you know, into bad habits. You talk for an hour, say, oh, I'm going to the ball. But what I find is being focused.
Yeah.
And that's what life coaching does. It focuses you to wherever you want to be, what your passion is.
And it's very, very present and future focused to get through whatever those limiting beliefs are, whatever those fears are, because you mentioned fear, and that's really the bottom line is one of the reasons that people are stuck is because of fear, and it paralyzes us, and we just can't do anything.
Well, you know what it is? Hold on that thought. I'm going to get someone calling us. So here we go.
Oh,
you're on the air, Camera Sports Tonight. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Shannon. I finally get through.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
You in studio, but this is the best we can get. We're grateful. Anyway, now tell us about Shannon's going to be doing a lot of group things. Shannon is, I would call her a spiritualist. Mm-hmm. I would call her a medium. And I think you're above psychic, way above what you do.
Yes.
Yeah, I've adopted the name spiritual catalyst because I think that's pretty much what I do. Is I start people back up again. I help them awaken their abilities, and I also do life coaching. I heard you have a life coach there, so kudos to you guys.
Yeah. And I love the name spiritual catalyst. I love that.
That's inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wanna?
Yes, I do.
Psychic. You have a question? You have a question for Shannon?
Are you coming back, Shannon?
She'll be in the studio.
Okay.
I'm always coming back. I was there last week, but I will be there. I just had some issues today. I have a hybrid car, and for some reason, the battery charger decided not to do it anymore. So we need to figure out what's going on.
I have it. You don't have it to me. I have an Infiniti. And sometimes it won't roll over. I've had that happen more than once. Well, you're on the freeway, and got stuck.
Oh no!
I wrote to the Nissan, and now Nissan's my buddy because I paid my bill on time. Then they call me and they go, "We'll replace it." I said, "Good, replace it." So I hope you can replace it under a warranty. You know, they're supposed.
Yeah, I think it's under warranty.
Yeah, because those are they're a hassle. I went through it before, and I had a lady hit me. That, she had a problem with hers. It was the new BMW. Hit me, and she said it went too fast for her. Because sometimes cars are that way. But anyway, Shannon, by the way, I'm wondering, do you have anything you want to talk about with yourself?
So tell me a little bit
what?
More. Oh, Shannon. It's Michelle. Tell me a little bit more about how you help people in life coaching using your spiritual guidance.
Well, I am a certified life coach, but I started out doing life path coaching. So I was helping people find their paths and find their happiness in life. And I'm sure just like you, I have a lot of clients call me and say, I've spent all of my life doing everything for everybody else, and now I need to find me.
Right.
And that's come in, and I help people find themselves and whatever means that means, if it means closure, if it means healing, if it means, reinventing themselves completely, that's what I do.
Right.
And what's amazing about Shannon is when you meet her, she has an aura. Mm-hmm. Right? I've told you that. She has an aura when you meet her.
Uh-huh.
And it's very
similar. I have been told that.
I've seen you. I know because
Carmela knows me personally too. Shout out to her too. She knows me personally. her good friends.
Yeah, she told us a little bit about your abilities, let's say.
By the way, Shannon, if people want to see you, how can they do so?
Well, I'm on, I have my website, ShannonLeichner.com, and then I am on Facebook, Shannon Leichner, and I'm going to be teaching a theta healing class. I certify people in theta healing, and it's really a life-changing class, and I'll be doing that at the end of May. So they can contact me anywhere on my Facebook, on my website, and they can even call me at 310-503-9380. So I am readily available.
What kind of healing is that?
She wants to know what
is theta healing?
You want to know what theta healing is?
Yeah, what is that?
Someone asked. Oh, Shannon? Are you there?
Yes, I didn't hear what they said.
She said she wanted to hear what theta healing is all about. What is
it? Oh, okay. Theta healing is actually kind of a movement of blocks. You know, everything that we have blocks on are caused by energy, or they're caused by things that we have learned over time, and pretty much it's energy anyway. And so what theta healing does is it actually removes those blocks, and it helps you identify where the issues are so that you can kind of move through them and heal. And then it also helps you to really open up your intuition and recreate who you are. And it's a really powerful tool to kind of, you know, one, heal yourself, two, heal others, and three, just change your life completely.
Well, I think I'm going to be available for the next one. You know, Shannon, how it worked out? I'll be available. Because I got to take
woohoo! Yes, we'll finally get Cameron a certified theta healer. You know, one of the things that I have on top of my theta certification is I've created a network of my theta healers, and it's called Angelic Awakenings. And it is extremely powerful group, and so people who certify with me, you become one of my angels.
Oh, that's cool. It's cool because I do Jure. I do, like the gentleman that was singing, I do energy from God. He does, who takes over my body and gives energy. And I find what Shannon's doing, it'll create a whole new basis for me, because I give, you know, and it's hard for me to receive. No, it's really hard because I want to give the world and everything. Yeah. But you got to get back. You got to get back. Energy. You got to get back.
Yeah, re-energize.
Yeah. Anyway, with the remaining time, I was just going to say, you know, we appreciate it. How can people contact you?
My website, which is Michelle with one L, D'Amico, D-A-M-I-C-O, @ MichelleD'Amico.com. Or you can call me at 818-621-9129. And my website is just MichelleD'Amico.com.
Oh, good. And appointments are available. Could they book, by the way, online?
Yes, absolutely. You can book online. Go to my website. You can book online, or you can give me a call. You can text me.
Okay. Hey.
Absolutely.
Nice to see
you. I do free consults.
I'm telling you, marketing. Anyway, real quick on your acting so people can pay attention.
Yeah, the easiest way is follow me on Instagram @ lifeisshort _Nicole Evans.
Okay.
Well, no, okay, wait, let me start again. My Instagram handle is @ lifeisshort _. Okay. My name is Nicole Evans.
Wow, we got all these good people. Shannon, we will talk off the air, but I appreciate you coming on, and continue the great work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Lots of love to you, and thanks for having me on. Happy anniversary, and I'll see you guys in the studio soon.
And I will see you in contact in the desert. I got you a place there, no problem. Anyway, thanks so much for calling in. No problem. Thanks so much.
All right, talk to you soon.
Sure, take care.
Okay, bye. Bye,
bye
guys.
Bye-bye.
Now we have our writer. And he has books. So what's up?
Hey, good to
be
here.
By the way, I tried to call you.
Yeah.
What happened? Your phone?
My phone. It's everything the same. Never, ever is the same. But anyway, I'm so excited to be out here today to talk about my new forthcoming book. It's called Happy Child.
Okay.
And it talks about positive kids and the environment.
Yeah.
My last book is called The Positive Thinker. It's available on Amazon, so you can get that. Just go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
And punch in Isaac, and the last name is spelled J-A-Z-Z-I-N. You can get that. And also, there's a last one that is called Ecology, Protect and Serve. So we're pushing so much about, you know, awareness about the environment. And shout out to all the people that in the eco movement supporting the Greenpeace and other movements in the world. So it's really, really good to promote clean energy. So thanks for the work that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and thank you, Cameron, as always, being out here. It's really great. And you can follow me at Official Jazzin. That's Official, J-A-Z-Z-I-N. On Instagram and Facebook, you can follow me at Official JAZZIN. And pretty much it. We'll keep pushing. Thank you.
All right. All right. We're moving along. Anyway, next week, We're going to talk about Area 51.
Oh.
That'll be the show next week. And then we're going to talk about the health plan of Trump.
Yes.
I won't be covered. But that's okay.
I'm
right next to you now, Cameron.
I know.
Finally, I reached from here to here.
I'm telling you, warm. Awesome. Anyway, and you're working on your broadcasting?
Yes, I'm working on my broadcasting and the film with Julie Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we just had our first script reading all together at UCLA. Oh, but fortunately, I was in debate class, so my professor didn't let me go. But they all got together. Yes. I want to get a radio job just like this.
Where do you want to be on the, what do you want to be, like CBS, ABC, NBC?
Where do you see me as?
Entertainment Tonight.
No, I've been doing broadcasting since I was 18 years old.
I've been applying everywhere.
No, but I've been doing broadcasting since I was 18 years old.
Sometimes it's just
I've had an FCC license since the 80s, since 1981.
Wow. Sometimes it's good. You know what I found? I worked at Time Warner.
Yes.
When they had the free station.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was the best time because you had great people coming in.
Yes.
I had a show I did where they had Indian dancing,
mm-hmm.
someone running for politics. Oh, at the same time.
Everything.
And then the late Guy Tao, who I owe a lot to because Guy was part, that's how I met him really,
mm-hmm.
doing the show. And then Guy, when he did my first show, he talked about his son.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all about, he was a stepdad, but he was more than a stepdad. He was caring. And that's it. We did our first show on Time Warner, and I have all these bands come. They pulled it away.
Well, I was on Clear Channel for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Clear Channel Radio. I had my own psychic show out of Arizona for 17 plus years. And what ended my own radio show was we bought, what was his name? Your buddy.
Your buddy.
What's his name? Out of New York that you got your start with. I can't think of his name right now. We bought his show, Howard Stern. Thank you. We bought Howard Stern's show.
Stern.
Well, I don't love Howard Stern because Howard Stern, they had to start paying for his show and they wouldn't give, they no longer paid for our show.
I heard the story about him.
So all of our shows were gone that we were doing on the, it was the only show that could be paid for was his show.
Yeah, because so people are looking to fill the air, but now you can't have a show other than XM Radio.
I'm applying for a radio.
But you know what I noticed?
Working on my Howard's
got mellow.
Right now. So
well,
but the radio thing is interesting. It's not what radio's not what it was 20, 30 years ago. 40 years ago. I mean, I've been doing radio since 19. I don't want to say how many years it's been, but I've been doing radio for 30, almost 40 years, and 30 some odd years. So you're talking.
You're a legend in your own mind.
Not in my own mind, but I look back at it, the days. And I remember I used to get paid. I remember having a little radio show in northern Arizona that was me in the middle of the night spinning records. Then I did my own psychic show, an interview show. And now it's like freebies here and there. Most of my friends who do radio now is all the internet stuff. They have these
podcasts,
internet. It's none of it's what it used to be.
Mm.
Well, what we're doing is, unlike a lot of the people out there, they're going to us.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
They're going to us.
Yes.
And that's how we got BBS Radio over America. And then Pandora will be coming soon.
That's great.
Pandora is located?
What?
They're in Scottsdale.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
They're in Scottsdale.
I was just there about a week ago.
Yeah, he had a good time. He's back. Anyway.
I was telling Cameron, I'm going to get a radio job.
Yes, you will.
I love
it. You will.
You have a good voice.
You will.
And
you speak Spanish, right?
Yes.
So that's fantastic. Be bilingual gives you just such a huge step up in radio. Yeah. It really does.
I just have an accent in Spanish.
Well, the accent's kind of sexy. Think of it as
Anyway, we have to go for tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for
coming
to the Energy
and
Show.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's awesome. Bye-bye.
Olé, olé.
Good night, LA.
Good night.
Good night.
That's awesome.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.